today we are going to talk about low vibrational energy, low vibrational frequencies. What does this mean? And how can you move from feeling drained, from feeling like the weight of the world is on your shoulders, to feeling lighter, more empowered, and that you can show up in the world with more vibrancy? We're going to talk about this on today's episode of Raise Your Vibe and Heal. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast. Welcome back. Before we get into today's episode, please stay tuned until the end because I'm going to share a way for you to get a free 7-minute channeled meditation from me directly into your inbox. Let's just start this off by saying that anything I share today is never meant to replace a medical diagnosis. The low vibrational frequencies that we are talking about today are those temporary states, you know, the ones where, well, we're approaching the holiday season and we're going to be around people we may have not seen for a while. Maybe it's that uncle who talks about all of the pains and all the symptoms and medical conditions he has, or you've got the cousin who all they want to do is discuss politics and the state of affairs. And you know what that feels like, especially if you really don't want to talk about those topics. You can literally feel your energy starting to dip down. Understanding this isn't for medical purposes, you again might be feeling the weight of the world on your shoulders. You might be feeling anxiety. You might have some sleepless nights. You might actually notice in your physical body that you are carrying a heaviness. So it might show up in your throat if you feel like you're not being able to express yourself fully. A lot of times it might show up in our gut because we're stuffing down our emotions and we don't really want to look at it because we have so much to do. Or another thing that can happen is if you're around a lot of people and you don't have that personal protection when you go out and about your daily business, you can unconsciously pick up on other people's vibrational states. So say, for example, you're at a large event, you could be shopping around a lot of people, and there's a lot of people trying to get their shopping done, or they're, you know, going to be late for work, or they're going to be late for their get-togethers. And you can feel the energy. Sometimes the energy is so thick, you can cut it with a knife. Well, that energy, if we are unaware of it, we can unknowingly pick it up. Kind of like when we go outside and we're walking around barefoot, that we can start picking up some dirt on the ground onto our bare feet. Same thing with energy. So what can we do about this? Well, one of the first things you can do is step into your personal power and recognize that you have the ability to move the power, because we are all divine beings. We are all coming from that place of creation. We are all part of the source energy. And so using your personal power, connecting with your higher self, you have the power of attention, intention. All right. So you claim your personal intention, you claim your personal power. And then what you can ask yourself is this energy coming at me or is it coming from me? Now, if it's coming from you, perhaps you've had a heavy day, perhaps you had a lot of stuff you had to get done, and you didn't have a chance to do your normal exercise routine or breath work or meditation or whatever it is you like to do to help you relax, that might be coming from you. Now, a lot of times it might be coming at you. So what does this mean? You might be feeling pretty good, and they're kind of like the Eeyore from Winnie the Pooh, where, oh, woe is me. And they're feeling that you're feeling pretty good. So it's like they're just kind of subconsciously grabbing onto your energy, which some people refer to as energy vampire. Again, it's not an intentional situation, but it's almost like they're looking for that lifeline. All right. So the first thing is you recognize, is it coming at you or is it coming from you? Regardless of the situation, the second thing you can do is notice, where do you feel that in your body? Are you feeling it in your throat? Are you feeling it on your neck and shoulders? Are you feeling it in your gut? So that's the next thing you can do. You can notice how the energy is affecting you physically, not only emotionally, but physically. And again, as we all know, everything starts in the energetic field. And if we don't clear this out with time, it could manifest into something in the physical. Please remember, this is never meant to replace a medical diagnosis. So if you are having need some extreme help, please see the appropriate medical or mental health professional. So we're just talking about the everyday stressors, the everyday situations that might be weighing heavily on you. So the next thing you can do is, once you notice where that energy is presenting within your state, in your physical body, for example, you can connect with the breath. Now, the great thing about breath work is it helps you concentrate and kind of calm down the monkey mind a little bit and alter the state of consciousness that you're in. So let's say, for example, that you notice that your energy is feeling a little stuck or you're feeling heavy in your gut, in your abdominal area. You could breathe in for a count of four. Imagine that you're breathing in this energy from source or creator, and you're going to move that around your belly area. And on the exhale, you're going to release any stress or tension to source, or you can even imagine it going down to Mother Earth, who will transmute those energies for you. Example again, you can do this for maybe a 2 to 3 minutes, or just however long it takes to feel that move. So you inhale for four. And on the exhale, imagine that energy is clearing out of your physical state, your energetic state. Another thing I like to do when I'm working with my clients or in groups, imagine you're connecting with your source energy or your higher self or universe, whatever it is you relate to, that which created you. And imagine this gold and white shower of energy is just coming down. And like a shower that you would take in water, you're taking this energy shower and you're setting the intention. You're using your power of intention to clear what no longer serves you. A lot of times we forget how powerful we truly are. We are all connected. Science has proven that everything is energy. Even something that looks as solid as a pen, it's vibrating at a slower state, so it appears like it's not moving, but everything is energy and we are all connected. So connect with that higher source, use your power of intention, and set the intention to clear what no longer serves you. Now, what I like about these different techniques, and there are many, many different techniques you can use. In fact, if you stay until the end, I'll share with you a way that you can get a free meditation from me. What I like about these techniques is that you don't need to go to someone else to help you relieve the stress and tension. You're connecting with the power that you have within yourself. That's what I love about these techniques. Now, what can you do to prevent getting into that state in the first place? Well, one thing I like to do before I leave the house, if I remember, and sometimes I do forget, and then I get quickly reminded if I feel kind of weird again, is it coming at me or is it coming from me? Is I set the intention before I leave the house that I have this beautiful gold and white light. I envision that coming from source and that's all around me. And I use my power of intention and state only love and light, high vibrational frequencies are allowed to enter my physical, my energetic space. Everything else, nope, not allowed into my space. And just that alone is super helpful. Do that with your car as well. Imagine a gold and white light around your car and ask that you are protected, that nothing comes at you, that you don't hit anything and nothing hits you. And that is a very, very powerful technique that can help you energetically as well. And then if all of a sudden you notice that something feels off, just go through those simple techniques. See if you can see where you're feeling it. Notice where you're feeling the energy. Do some gentle breath work. You can put that bubble of protection around you that only love and light is allowed to enter your physical and energetic space. And also just do some things that help raise your frequency. One of the easiest ways is laughter. Put on a funny comedy or just take a moment. Take 1 minute. I encourage you take 60 seconds or even 30 seconds and laugh as loud as you can. That energy of laughter will literally transform your mood. A couple of other final tips that I would like to share with you is that when we're in a state of gratitude, when we remember all the wonderful things, all the wonderful people, all the wonderful opportunities that have come into our life, just being in that state of gratitude and appreciation can shift your mood so quickly. And also spending time in nature, spending time with loved ones, and minimizing the time around people or around situations that you know are not necessarily the best or the healthiest for you. I hope you found today's tips useful. And now I have a free gift for you. When you go to lisahsnyder.com/gift, that's G-I-F-T, and join my newsletter, you'll be able to download a free 7-minute meditation that is channeled energy to help you release stress and tension and connect to that space of gentleness and ease. Again, that's lisahsnyder.com/gift, G-I-F-T, for that downloadable meditation that you will receive directly in your inbox. Thank you so much for joining me today. Please like and subscribe and have a great holiday season. If you enjoy this content, please consider liking, following, and sharing this episode. And as always, you may find me on YouTube and anywhere you listen to your favorite podcast.